Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers.
Trying to get a little literature right for y'all. Normally it don't take me as long, but it is tough. You know, when you have the action you had over the weekend, and you know what I mean, everybody wanna hear what's going on, see, you know what I mean, who ready to lock in for the upcoming races at hand. I know that y'all realize the weather is changing. We're in the fall brawl, the lead in. It's time to brawl out for the end of the year festivities. I'm sure a lot of us are ready. It's obvious that the action is definitely getting up to par. Well, y'all know how the bread man do it. With that being said, let me get it started.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
This morning we're going to read about private prayer in public worship. Let everything that has breathed praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can read this from Psalms 150.6. The house of God is a holy place for united worship. A quiet room is for individual prayer. Yet even in the house of God, there is the element of private worship. God's people are to worship Him and pray to Him personally, even in public worship. The church is for the united prayer of God's family, but also for the individual believers. The life, power, and glory of is prayer. The life of its members is dependent upon prayer. The presence of God is secured and retained by prayer. The very place is made scarred by its ministry. Without it, the church is lifeless and powerless. Let's go to prayer. Loving Father, I want to pray to you on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests by the help of your Spirit. We ask this morning, O Heavenly Father, that you continue to allow us to see these beautiful days that you lay upon us, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to allow us to meet every goal in which we set for ourselves, to allow every family member to be healed from whatever they're going through, to allow the Grudge Nation to continue to find avenues and ways to better ourselves. We ask that you do this in Jesus' name. We pray this Monday morning, the 27th of October, O Heavenly Father. Amen. Thank y'all for calling in and once again sharing this glorious Monday morning, October 27th, 2014, with the Bread Man one time and all of these individuals that are on here that would, we're going to fellowship with one another this morning. First and foremost, we're going to get right to it. Holly Springs, Halloween Fling, man. All I can do is tell y'all that that was one race I wish I could have attended. I don't have too much of anything bad to say about the contestants that went out, took their cars into the lion's den, and tried to create action. And you know, I got to give a big props out to Fade the Black team, first of all. Man, all I'm going to say is I told y'all that dude ain't playing. You just got to get credit with, you know, every year somebody. Last year it was Cold Killer. The year before that it was, who was the year before Cold Killer? They had a couple of them that was pretty good. Tony Bynes and the Gangster. And you had Big Low for several years. I mean, it's just somebody every year that steps up and be that extraordinary. You know what I mean? They just jump out there and do that thing. With that being said, I'm going to open up some lines if y'all want to get in here. I do want to tell y'all my main news is Donye did beat the Mississippi Gangster. He also beat Shorty, 901 Boys. So he won. He went 3-for-3 over there, you know. And to me, that's a pretty stout thing. Now, as far as the other Northern boys, some of the videos that was posted, I couldn't get clarity, but I am looking for the one and only Godfather on here so that we can get a race report. Otherwise, if y'all have any questions, I do have a nice topic that I would like to expound on. And, by the way, I do want to make an announcement. I know I said I was going to make it to Bali's race, but I did get an email last week, and they're going to be recycling all of the shows again around the 15th of November. And to my knowledge, that will probably be the Bread Man's last talk show. I'm not going to be able to sign up for another year of this, of doing this right here. So with that being said, y'all make a note of it. That's probably be about maybe two more shows, two or three more shows before, the Bread Man will be moving to his next destination. I'm not saying taking a step down. I didn't say giving up. No, I'm not doing any of that. Bread Man is getting ready to move forward with a lot of things that goals that I have that I would like to achieve as well. This right here is talk radio. This is awesome to me. I hope that it takes me to a higher level. What I mean by higher level, this is not small time. No, don't you do that to me. No, what I mean by higher level is I wouldn't mind being on a world radio station where I got, a whole hour, 2 hours to just talk to the nation. Right now, yes, I am talking to the Grudge world, and it's special. And I, when I do make it big, guess what? You are going to be the ones that can say, hey, I remember Bread Man started doing this. No one wants to say anything this morning. Like I say, where my Northern folks at? I know y'all got something to say. Where y'all at? Hold on a minute. Let me stroll down. This computer is up. A lot of y'all on here. Don't nobody want to say nothing this morning. Everybody looking for somebody. Well, y'all know what the Bread Man do. I am not yet an entertainer, so hey. Ow! Guess I get in the gym early today. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, we got somebody with courage right here. I appreciate it. 5133. 5133, what's happening?
Hey, Bread, how you doing, Cam?
Nothing much. How
what's
you doing,
going
my brother? Nothing much.
Yeah. Bread, I'm holding on, man. I'm holding on. Got a hoarse voice. Bread, it's simple. It's simple, man. Sam Cooke made that song, A Change Gonna Come.
Right.
Where that happened in Holly Springs. We've been slapping the North side head for numerous years, and it just goes like this, Bread. In Holly Springs, they had their mojo working. It was their day. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, it ain't nothing for nobody not to speak about. When you get your booty whooped, you just get your booty whooped. You got to take that lick on the chin and keep on ticking. And I'll give a shout out to 901 because they was getting knocked the fuck out and getting right back in the ring. And taking it like real champs.
Bo, you on here. You're a little too rough, Bo. You're a little too rough. Now, come on, Bo, now. Good God.
No, I'm mad, man. Listen. It is what it is. They was getting knocked the fuck out, but they was getting up, getting back in the ring, and going for a second round. And what I mean by that, they was getting their ass whooped, but they still was racing. You know, like that pit that just won't give up. You know, and I just, I'm just giving them, a big shout out to the North, to the guys who came down and won and Just big shout out to the North. Big shout out to everybody who brought action, man. You know, all it's going to do, Brad, is make this thing even better. You know, I'm pretty sure the ones that got knocked out, they'd be looking forward to seeing the ones that knocked them out. You understand what I'm saying? At a later date. So it's just going to make this thing real good. We're going to mix this thing up like gumbo and get down.
Right, right, right.
That's all
right.
It is. It's just bringing good action. It's good for the game. As long as we keep it racing, it's going to be a beautiful thing, Brad, man.
Right, right, right. Well,
I also
you hold
to
get, right there. You hold right
can
there.
I
hold
give
right
a
there.
Two shout outs before I go, Brad.
Well, Bo, you got on here, Bo. You know all this cussing now, Bo. Don't do that now. Don't do them like that, Bo. They texting me. They blowing me up. Yeah, Bo, you've been tearing it up. That's why I say, hold on, Bo, you coming too rough now.
Okay,
coming
well, my
rough.
Bad. Well, my bad, Brad. It wasn't intentional.
Go ahead and finish up.
No disrespect. And I apologize, but I want to give two shout-outs, and I'm going to get out the way and just listen. Shout-out to Gagne and his whole crew, Fade to Black, Chi-Town's Most Wanted. They did their thing. I mean, they showed their natural born behind. Also shout out to the Young Money crew, Karen and Cotton Candy Randy, with the John Doe car, the Maroon Malibu. They showed they didn't lose either. Wayne, Jimbo, Brian Davis lost because he blew the tires, but. He had the president whoop bad. But had him whooping and he lost. But still, shout out to all them guys, man. They did their thing. All the ones who lost job is to get their stuff right and go back and get that money. Thank you, Brad, for having me, man. Later.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We're going to go down to this next one. 219-2285. Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
What's happening, Brad, man? What's happening? It's the one and only Leakin. Leakin.
What's going on, Leakin Lee?
I got them champs on the phone. We got these champs on this line.
What
I got
Donye
on the line. I got Donye on the line.
Oh,
I got the ghost.
Donye ain't on the line, cause you know he would have texted me. Oh, hold on a minute. I think I got a text coming through. Come on, man, Donye. You know we can't play that on this show, man. Come on, Donye. Y'all, hold on, man. I got a text coming through. I gotta play this, man. He asked me to play this for him, man. Hold on a minute, man. Y'all cover your ears. Good God Almighty. My boy said he went back up north feeling like this right here.
Yeah. Hey, man, we the real niggas in this motherfucker, man. You feel me? To the real nigga walk through, fuck me, hey. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes saying when I walk through.
Oh, man, man, man. Whoa. Y'all calm down. I had to shut it down. Good Lord. That man said he went back off the Illinois line and said he felt like that. I talked to him. He had it playing in his truck on the way back up. Oh, man. Man, I don't know what to do with y'all.
Ooh,
90
man,
minute
man,
three,
man.
I see you. Hold on a second. Yeah, I don't know what to do with y'all, man. That's all right, though. That is all right. Oh, Lord. I can't play all that, fellas. I can't play all that. We done already violated. We done violated all everything already with that, just that one song. Y'all cut that out now. Lord have mercy. Good Lord. We'll save that one for another show right there. Lord have mercy. Where he at? D.A. You done spent up all that money. You going to send me my money, man.
Oh, no. We ain't spent it all up yet.
You got my cut. You got my cut, man. I was in on the pot now. Don't do me like this.
Yeah, I got you. Man, don't worry about it, Brad. Hold on. Hey, give me a few minutes. Let me get out this win.
Hey, Brad, man, we gonna hold on to that paper and take it to Texas and double it up.
All right. That sound good. Really and truly. Yeah, man. y'all did the thing over there. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, man, we had a ball, man. That event right there was, man, hands down, man, one of the best we've encountered all year, man. It was a hell of a rally.
Well, it was a treat, and somebody got tricked.
Oh.
Hey, Brad, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, this tape is great. You know I talk a lot of shit. I told them people, they say that's the hole down there. I told them people we're going to come down there in that hole with 4 or 5 tons of cement, and we're going to fill it up all the way up to the top, and ain't nobody coming out except them Midwest killers, man.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
So what you're saying, Tate, is you also felt this way right there. You also did. Hey, man,
you think I didn't?
Oh man.
They criticized us for changing our program from running from the quarter mile to the eighth. But one thing I know, boy, after this weekend we made a statement and right now we started from the bottom, but now we're here.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we them boys. That's right. There you go. There you go right there, Fred, man. We them boys, boy. And they know it.
Oh, whoa. Hold up. Let me get some of these Georgia boys in here. They might want to say something. Y'all, hey. All I ask is y'all keep it on the DL with that. You know what? Y'all,
man,
do it
listen,
like,
man.
Y'all calm down. I know
it's
y'all
all,
don't get
it's
hyped,
all
but it's
good.
Over with. It's over with. It's done.
It
ain't nothing you it can
ain't.
Say. The weak collar. There you go. 953. What's happening?
What's out in the bread, man? What's out in the bread, man? I just wanted to sit up there and speak a few words to you. I had a guest with me. They wanted to ask a question.
Come on with it.
Hey, Fred, man.
Hello, how are you?
Good. I did not know that you had a show. This is my first time doing it. And I want to ask a question.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I might have an answer for you.
Okay, tell me, how many women are successful in grudge racing?
How many women are successful in grudge racing?
Yes.
I'm going to say it's a bunch of them. I don't know the numbers.
Well, the reason I'm thinking is because I have to really be 100, and you know, it depends on, you know what I mean? I know of a couple of sisters that you know, grudge race on a smaller scale that we all, you know, really don't know of, but she's a pretty big her name is Miss Supersport. She's pretty tough. I would say a handful. It's not many.
Okay.
It's not many. But I thought maybe you were calling to find out how to get a handprint off of your windshield or something. That's what I thought you were calling for. And then you can use vinegar and water, and it gets, you know, grease if you're working on your car. Because I know that you probably like working on your, you know, you're working on your car. So, but with
well,
that being said, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, I actually
go ahead.
Found out Windex, the newspaper, does a great job. Thanks for answering my question.
Yes, ma'am. Anytime. And thank you for coming on the Bread Man One Time Show.
Thank you.
Got you covered. Thanks. Hey, let me grab some other lines here, fellas. That was a boy. I tell you, I enjoy that right there. New money there. Rudge racing. 773-7115. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show.
What's happening, Bread Man?
Oh, you had to come on here, huh, kid? You had to get in here with them boys, huh?
Oh, you know I did. What's happening, yeah. Tate? Leon? Hey.
What's that?
Hey, Breadman. All right.
Yes,
hey, Breadman, you out of Georgia, right?
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
All right. You know how Sherman conquered Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay, that's the same way the North did at Holly Springs. They conquered Holly Springs. Boy, make sure you keep that in mind.
Oh, man. Kid, I tell you, kid. Kid, when these guys wake up, kid, it's going to be on and popping. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to be on and popping.
Well, we enjoy the camaraderie, man. You know, that's good for the game.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. It is, kid.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. Let me go and let some more folks in.
Well,
come on,
man. Where dog at? Where dog at?
And he ain't throw the hand up yet. He gonna sit back and wait on y'all to really get a riled up. I have to, you know, we have to keep dog in the pen until he get riled up. That way, when he come out swinging, it gonna be on and popping. Let me grab another 912-4274. 912-4274. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show. What's happening?
Good morning, Bread Man, and what's up with you? This Dolomite. Hey, I just wanted to come on, man. Hey, Donye still on the phone?
Yes, sir, he is.
Donye?
No, he said, hold on for a minute. I think he was working.
Here's what I owe you, bro. You did your damn thing, boy. I couldn't make it Saturday. I got there Sunday, and they told me all that you did. I was like, boy, Donye came and represented and did his thing. So I just wanted to say, man, congrats to you, bro. You did your thing, boy. You did what you said you were going to do. You came down there and cleaned the house. I don't know about the cement part. You got to take that up with Witty. but y'all did your thing, man. Congrats to y'all, man. I'm sorry I missed Saturday, but they say it was 30 grudge races went down Saturday, man. They say it was back.
It was going down Thursday, man. I mean, Saturday, it went down.
Yeah, man. Well, that's
you,
all
you
I want to do, Brett, man. I'm at work, man.
You couldn't
I just want to come
away
on
from
get,
the sideline,
huh?
You couldn't even walk away from the sideline.
I heard, man. They said Saturday was going down. And Sunday kind of picked up towards the end, too, man. But I had to get out of there and get back to work today. So, hey, man, props to you, Donye, man. You did your thing, boy. You represented the North sitting strong right now. That's all I got to say.
All right, Brett, man.
Oh, love you, man.
Yes,
and hate what you said earlier, too, man, about the last two, man. We're going to start to see what we can do about that if it's God's will. So we'll talk to you about that now.
All right, Dolomite. Appreciate you. The Dolomite. One time.
All right. For your mind. That is. Yeah. All right, man. I'm back on mute. I'm going to listen because I'm at work. All right.
Go ahead. Next caller, 773-3490. What's happening? Welcome.
What's up, Brad, man? What's happening? Hey,
what's going on?
What's happening? I see you got Donye and Tay and the crew on. What's up, guys? I'm in this truck. I don't want to keep it too much noise. I want to ask Tay a quick question, though. Hey, bro, Tay, did BET come interview you after the race?
Uh-oh.
Tay, the great. You there? Hey, Brad, man, can you hear me?
Hey, Tate, where you at, Tate?
Yeah, I'm here. What's happening?
He counted his money.
What's happening,
Leaky?
Hey, just see, man. I want to know, did BET come give you an interview after the race? After that shellac and you guys put down there. And I see you guys played out safely. I had text down
there. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, Tate, can you hear me?
What's up, man?
I want to know the BET give you an interview after the race.
Hell no, he ain't come nowhere near me, man.
Hey, you know what interview he came over and did? I'm gonna keep it real. I don't care. He came over and begged somebody to buy his videos and go put up on what's the name? That's what he did. He wasn't setting no video putting up.
Man,
I love because I've been looking for him. I haven't found him yet. Didn't he, have you posted anything?
Man,
he posted yet.
Jimbo, hey, I'm going to tell y'all, he got Jimbo video up there in Brian Davis. They paid him $50, man, for that bullshit-ass video he put up there. Ain't no way in the world nobody going to give him $50 for no one race, man.
Hey, listen, they gave him $200. I was right there. They gave him $200 to put 7 videos up. So it must not be no 7 videos up. If they going to pay this, I'm going to make sure I start getting paid. I'm sure
I'm going to But look here, I'm in a truck, man, so I don't keep doing nothing. I got one more thing I'm going to tell you guys, though. Hey, Danielle, I see you got that map I sent you. Because, see, they had closed all the roads off coming out of Hollow Springs. So I sent you a map to get you guys out of there safely. It says I didn't have a $4,000, so I combined all y'all out of jail. So, rape, you know, they give you $1,000 for raping. You guys went down there raping. Glad you did it. I'm going to get on mute, man. I'll let y'all guys later.
Hey, we had so much money, we had to go out the back gate.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It is, O.D. He out there doing his thing. We had, boy, y'all doing it.
Yeah.
There you go, Tate. Great. Tate the Great, there you go. I was looking for it. Let me cut that out. Tate the Great. You got the whole team here. Boy, I tell y'all. Y'all about to shut the show down. Y'all got these Georgia boys scared to call in. Where my Georgia crew at? Good Lord. Man. Let me go down and flip some other pages. Yeah. They got this new system on this thing, man. I can't stand this thing. Well, y'all. Y'all got them scared. Everybody, we broke around here, I guess. Hold up. Here we go. 0758. 0758. What's happening?
Red man, what's up?
Yes, sir. What's happening? I'm glad you showed up. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad, man.
You missed a good show, man. I tell you.
Man,
I ain't been no show like that. Never.
Man. Tell me, man. I gotta keep it 100. Who left first?
Keep it 100.
I gotta keep it 100. Who left first? Huh?
Between you.
You and my brother, what you call him? Who left first? You know what you call him. What you saying Donye is to me?
Oh, somebody who left first between him and Bobby. I think Bobby, I don't know, but I think Donye might have left first.
Yeah.
He might have
left. Yeah, Brad. Nephew was driving. Brad, you might have thought Nephew was driving.
I didn't drive.
Well, that's what BT told us, what was that, Friday, Saturday morning? BT said Nephew was driving. So,
no.
I don't know. You know, I wouldn't know that. We can only go by what they say, you know. And you know how Nephew be clowning me all the time. See, he be saying Donye my idol, you know. So.
He is your idol, man. He ain't my idol. God damn it.
Dang.
But
yeah.
I tell you the one thing, man, we had fun over there, Fred, man. They did their thing,
man.
But you know that we had a good time, man. I enjoyed them guys. They whooped our ass and they fed me shit. You can't have no more than that, man.
What the best race y'all think happened over there?
The best race? Like closest? Which would you say best?
Yeah, closest right, yeah. I say all of them was there, cause they had that stop line full, man. I ain't gonna read it. I'm gonna say they all was the best.
Man, there was so many. I'm telling you, it was just ridiculous, man. Shit, Young Money. Let's see.
You know, like I said, it's hard to say with the best race because you have to think about it. Tony Banks was leaving on Young Money, and Young Money was hooking
on Young
on
Money. We were around him at 3:30. Yeah, that was a damn good one. Shit.
Young Money had to chase everybody down. So that's why I say all of them are the best race. You can't just pick one. I feel all of them are the best race.
I tell you. Nick, I tell you, Shorty and Hannibal yesterday was damn good.
Who won that?
Damn, man. Hannibal. Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, Hannibal was shooting shit in the other lane and goddamn turned that W on.
Hey.
Oh, yes. That was working good, man.
Man,
did they end up with 50? Man, Dre, we both were wrong. I think they end up with 50-some races, man.
Yeah, I think Chubb said about, because I said it was about 35 to 40 races, drug races.
I said about 40 to 50 races.
Yeah, Chubb would have won the money, I think. We had a bet going on, Brad, but I don't think we all locked it in. But, Brad, I got to say this, Brad, you've been riding Dungy Kid all this year.
Telling the South, we back, baby. We got it. Hey, don't tell the South.
The South, we want to let you know we ain't weak up here. We ain't weak down here. We ain't weak. We coming strong. We coming with a vision that the South know that we standing up, baby. We standing up. We don't fear none of y'all, man. We love y'all. We gonna let you know how we do. We hitters, man. Them my hitters going down through there, man. Them my hitters, man. You understand what I'm saying? This is like, man. I'm telling you, know, man. We representing, man. Hey, I know. A windstorm came through there this past weekend. But I just want to know, man, I heard everybody's in intensive care. They ain't quarantined. They trying to get back, man. So we going to say the Lord's Prayer. Lord, bring them back and make them healthy and strong so we can do it again. Because they ain't seen none yet, bread, man. One time in your ear for your mind.
All right.
Like
time in your ear, bread, man.
I don't know what it is, bread, but you can throw that paper away with that talk. He can read it out. If you read it, bread, he's rehearsing it.
Hey, Brad, tell me that rehearse, baby. Is this the way it is, man, for the first of the year?
Yeah.
Uncle Larry told y'all. Y'all didn't hear him. Uncle Larry told you, man, the storm is coming from the north. We going to handle it.
We ain't finished yet.
We ain't finished.
Brad, man.
Yes, sir.
Brad, man. See if you can get Willie Dollar for all I want to hear him say. Yeah, money. But he had some time left.
Hey, Brad, man. If you have to take a pick on the baddest G body, I had to give it to that Bud Dunye. Bud Dunye got the baddest.
Hey, shit. What do you mean? Why he got to stop that G body? Why he can't say 29 car?
Well, I'm just saying 29 car overall, but. I'm gonna say G body because you know they separate the G body from the other cars.
I tell you what, you're gonna be real, Dunye got a lot of them, but I don't know, I think I'm in. Your money is right too now.
Don't sleep on your money, man. I don't think he got more than Dunye.
He gonna be out of I think be out of Wit, Dunye, and Tony Vines.
Oh yeah, hey. Hey y'all, this on everything I love. I swear Wit might have had 15 races, goddamn sir. 901, boys.
Yeah.
I believe that's his old race. He probably had about 15 races. He had 15 races, but he lost 16. No, he didn't. He said he won 12 and lost 2. Somebody said he had 15 races. Hold on, this is D. I said he had 15 races, but he lost 16 of them. I don't, I can't, for the life of me. Hold on, bro. Let me explain something to you guys. I cannot, for the life of me, understand how I can be classified as the best. My question to you guys is, how can I be classified as first race of the year, which really represents me as being the best at what I do, when I'm getting beat by the man that's not that did not win, or else I'm afraid to run it? I don't understand. And Tony Bass was not on down here at no point.
Who's all the race?
Hey, listen, before y'all go any further, y'all need Tate to do that takedown. But I'm going to say this. Y'all going to talk about all these guys, but y'all going to leave Tony Vines alone. Because the first thing we all as grudge racers need to work on is accept a loss. Tony Vines is a sore loser, and he don't like to pay. Anytime you
but
got to take around,
everybody know that, don't
your money.
Everybody in grudge racing know that.
Okay, let him go. Y'all let him go. Go ahead, Lincoln. Get it out. Don't put him.
I was a Tony Vines fan, but I hate when I had a person my money and I got to hunt him or threaten him to get my money. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all, I don't care if you don't like it, who don't like it. Anytime I give you my money and go back and video, and then I got to get on the intercom, and then I got to catch a ride to go get my money. 8 minutes, that man had loaded all this stuff and pushed in his car and was finna leave without paying people,
Leon,
man.
Leon, I ain't taking up for him, but you know how that shit was at that track when you bet somebody. It was mayhem out there.
Hey, listen. Let me say this, though. If you was there, Did you see the commotion with Tate and Cowboy? We can't do this, man. We can't have that type of stuff at a track. When you lose, you lose.
Leon. That's water on the bridge.
Okay. I'm just saying, though.
I think that's just water on the bridge. It was a myth.
Yeah, but listen, we don't want to listen.
That was such a great event, something like that. I mean, it was just a misunderstanding on the two part. That's all it was, man.
Right. But what I'm saying is,
the end of the day,
it's all on the phone.
The race got off, they got paid.
Right.
About Tate, let it go. Tate is irrelevant.
I'm glad y'all got it worked out.
But
you know what I mean?
I don't like y'all. I love y'all. If Jay Bond didn't do nothing else, we all talked about this. Jay Bond brought us together to meet a lot of you guys. I have no clue. Only about I knew was Bobby Cole, Mississippi Joe.
Yeah.
And that was the best thing. I like you guys. I love coming around and hanging out with you guys. I don't want no break no friendship bridge over some money, man.
Right.
Because other than that, it was a good event.
Hey, Brad, it was definitely a good show, man. I probably could have had one more race, but goddamn it, I was scared to leave the sideline, man. I was going to miss something.
Oh man, that's what's up right there. That's what's up. Well, hey, you know, we still got the finale, and we still got you know, Mike Hill show. We still got the panel reunion going on. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of shows that still left, man. Hey, big ups to 901. You know what I'm saying? The reason I say big ups to him, he's been having the Halloween race for a while, and, you know, he's starting to get a lot of us to recognize that as a nice big race as well. You know, he's bringing us in there, and the track is on keel. That's what I like. I like the fact that you can go to a facility and actually ain't heard not one person get on here and say, I couldn't get down. The track wasn't this. I ain't heard not one person say that, and to me that means that it was a nice event. We're going to have small things to come up and arise, but guess what? We can overlook those things. The best thing that I'm looking at is we all walked away from there. Everybody got home to my knowledge. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody scratch nothing up or tear nothing up to my knowledge. I don't know. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. I wasn't there. But from me, you know, listening and looking at these videos, sounds like it was an awesome event. I ain't trying to put nobody event down. To me, because I went to that event, the best one to me was War, because I was able to meet individuals. I never met Young Money. I was able to shake his hand. I never met that Obama boo, and so on and so on. The biggest thing I do want to say, though, fellas, I do want to, you know, Mandrill got on here and said, I've been with Donye since the beginning of the year and this and that. And he right. I got to get to him. I told him what the man was going to do. But I also told Mandrill that one of my phrases y'all don't know about is I have a phrase called Malibu's to the front. And I have to change that now and say G-Bodies has arrived. The G-Bodies is running this thing around here. Believe that. Now, y'all go tell me. Shut me down if I'm wrong. G-Bodies went up with one of the baddest Ford things out there, and what happened? Huh? Let me stop. Shut this thing down. Good God, I'm going to find this button. Y'all hold on a minute before I'm about to get hyped on y'all. G-Bodies to the front. Shut this thing down. What? Stop, Bria. Cut that out now. I'm back, y'all. I'm back. Woo. whew, I'm about ready to make me a pass. That's the cheapest pass you can make. Yeah, yeah, but we back in. Oh, 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 we got them back. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Y'all were doing so much talking, man. Hey, y'all can't all. Hello. There's a lot of air in the background. Come on with it.
Hey, man.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey, y'all went on with y'all own show, man. I'm sitting over there like, you kidding me?
We were saying this.
Man, we were trying to goddamn talk. You put us on mute.
Yeah.
No.
You talking about did nobody get scratched up or did that? It's a lot of booty holes hurting.
No, I mean, you know what I mean.
Man, you might be right. I'm 5-2 on the year, and my only two losses is by G-Body. You might be right.
Well, man, one thing you know about racing, it was the North. They had a good weekend. They all, I tell y'all what y'all look forward to. They all said they're going to Baldy race.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're going to be real, Dana, man.
He's going
to
be real.
Uh-oh. Going
to be real. I ain't got it. I got to say it out.
Brad, man, I'm telling you, man, you miss one.
It's going to be all good. It's going to be all good. You know what I mean? It's going to be all, everybody, it's a time for some folks to see some things. It's a time for Brad Manning to do his thing. Do you feel what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
When I tell you BET got that shipment out, he got it to the north, he got it to the south. I mean, it was just, you turn around, you could even go sit down, you were going to miss something, man. Everybody had that train to go juice in there.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Huh?
I think Wick didn't have no cut on his. That motherfucker could sit down.
All I can say is them G-bodies, huh? Them G-bodies!
Wayne and the Never Scared crew, he did his thing. I mean, good Lord. He got Skinny Man up under the wheel.
Chevy Stain.
He did something.
Chevy Stain went
2-0, if I ain't mistaken.
Shout out to you, Chevy Stain, one time.
And Crip Ball beat Justin Bass. What's the name of that crew, Brad? What they call this? I forgot the name.
Coburn?
Don't do that.
Hey, I don't care about nobody that got that name. Is that the name of their crew, Brad? What it is?
You go ahead and say it, then. I know what I'm talking. Hey, it's a Florida crew out there got the
what
same
is it,
name.
I forgot what it is.
Upside
I said it. I'm kidding about it.
Upside
it's the name, Brad. I mean, it's more than one Brad man out there in the world, too, now. So it's just a name. If I can get mad about a name. What their name is? It's some kind of squad, I think. Did they get too rich on this?
Holla, get a high school get them on you.
Track was on kill.
What? Kanye, where you at?
I'm here. Kanye, go ahead.
You got any more messages you want to send out to anybody while I'm playing this right here?
Well, yeah, Kanye. Yeah. Glad to meet you this weekend, Donnie. It was real glad to meet you too this weekend,
Donnie. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. Hey, I just want to thank the fans. That's all. That last race. When I seen 901 go red, I just did it for the fans. We out there waiting for the fans. That's all.
Oh yeah, Danny did get his pilot license. Good Lord, have mercy. Oh, I thought you were going over, Danny.
Hey, wait a minute.
I got breaking news. I got breaking news. 901, Cold Killer, all of them, they're intensive care, they're in hostage. They don't know what to do. They locked up. I'm back on mute.
God, you seen that red light. He put his hands in the air and waved it like he did. Yeah.
Hey, who are that? Who are that busting something off back there now? Y'all come on now.
Hey, I got one that say, who was that said he got his pilot license the way he laid that thing down? I heard somebody back up say he has his pilot license.
Never you said that.
Hey, nephew, I'm gonna put that on. I got that landing too. I got a beautiful picture of that land when he set it down. I'm going back on mute.
Got to be more careful.
Yeah, we had a goddamn good old time. North came out and represented.
Yeah.
I'm in all right,
hold on a minute. Somebody trying to become a DJ. Hold on a minute. Who is
trying
I'm to
all right,
hey,
Nick. Huh?
Six and a half.
The weekend they had, it wasn't but a 2-hour ride.
That's what I was saying. Whatever it took to get down, they were having that going back.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
They probably got home so quick and easy, they probably didn't even notice how long it took.
Y'all, hold on. Let me grab this other line here. 870-0273. That must be Canada. Come on in. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show.
It's 901. What's going on?
Don't start that. Calm down. Calm down.
They let you out of jail, 98. I thought you was still locked up.
Uh-oh.
What you say, Wick?
I ain't let you out of jail that quick.
Say it again, I hear
you. I thought you were still locked up. I ain't know they let you out of jail that quick.
You heard him, Donnie? You
murder, man.
No, I can't hear him.
He said they let you out of jail already. who posted your bail? They say who posted your bail for murder?
Luckily we won all that money. It wasn't no problem getting that bail money up. We had the bail money. Soon they put them in handcuffs. We bailed them right out.
Good. Great.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I said they let y'all out pretty quick.
Yeah,
man, we got in the hospital Saturday night. And, man, went back to work, man. We went back to work.
Well, hey,
went back to work, man.
Hey, Witt, I want to congratulate you and whoever put that race together, the people who was watering the track down, the people, the lady who handed the ticket out and the guy at the end of the track, the safety crew. I want to congratulate y'all on a real nice race. One time for
hey.
The Bread Man.
I want to thank all the boys from up north.
Yeah,
I want to
ahead,
thank all
ahead,
the boys from up north for coming to the race. Thank everybody who came out and supported the race. And boys from up north came down there and shut us down, man. We fought, but we didn't fight hard enough, I don't guess.
The boy came down there and shook us out. Now, it took him 20 years, about time. But,
hey, Wick, that's what we said, man. Hey, Wick, that's what we said.
Y'all finally made it, baby. Y'all finally made it.
Good, man.
What you think, Wick? Did they step their game up, Wick? Or did you went on point? Did North step their game up, or you went on point?
I'm getting low here.
We lost, man. I ain't making no excuses, man. We lost, man. I still don't think the North has been the South, but we lost. Y'all beat us. Ain't nothing we can do about it. Ain't nothing. Ain't no excuses, man. We're tied up in Florida. That's the only thing I can tell you. We might as well make this thing a North versus the South in Florida, man. We just tied up in Florida. I ain't racing nobody from the South when I get to Florida. Ain't nobody facing me anymore. Nobody's facing me anymore.
They say North stretch to Florida now. That can't be true, because they said now the North stretches from Chicago to Florida. They consider all that North now. And you said it took them 20 years. We was right.
Yeah,
it took the North 20 years to beat the South.
Yeah.
Because the South beat them all the time. Hey, boy, man.
Yeah, North came down to represent
it,
man. They came down
boy,
to represent it, man, you know. But we cut the head over there, too, now. We cut some major heads off now. Yeah, we cut Jimbo head off. We cut Brian Davis head off. We cut Big Wayne head off. We cut Squitchy head off too. We cut a few heads too. Now we fought. Now we got beat, but we fought. We fought.
Hey, Witt, I want to ask you just for GP services here. How many total races y'all ran at y'all camp, honestly, that you know of?
How many we went down the track? We went down the track 14 runs races. We got one lockup pay. We got one lockup pay and made 15 runs races.
We
did 15 runs races from Friday night. When I came in the door, Friday night. And I said, I ain't going down the track by myself. I come straight off the trailer. And Jimbo gave me some action. Jimbo stepped up. Jimbo stepped up to the mic, and I cut his head off. Come back around, Brian Davis stepped up to the mic. He cut my head off. And we went to war then and started then. It never stopped. Got to the track Saturday. I come straight off the trailer with white trash. Didn't make no shape. Cut his head off. It never stopped from then on. We did 55 grudge races. From Friday night to Sunday night. The North left. Some of them stayed. Randall told you, I fought. I stood up and fought. I didn't lay down. Randall was there. He ain't leave. He didn't unload the car, though, because, you know, his touring and stuff were gone or whatever. But
he
didn't leave. Squinchy didn't leave. Squinchy stayed and stood up. Squinchy didn't pay no lockup. The man changed his transmission. He worked on his car. He did everything he needed to do to race. We went to war. I knocked him off. But I want to get that man his pops. He came. He said, I'm going to race at this race. And that's what I wanted to do. He had his motor and everything. He's still racing. I got to get that man his pops, man. Squinchy. And his son, man. They stood up, man. They stood up for the North, too. They stood up. They got knocked down, but they stood up. But all in all, the North knocked the South. They knocked us off. They knocked us off. Hands down, ain't no questions about it. Nephew drove the car when we ran Squinch. I want to give him his pop coming over there, checking out with the race and everything. Dog on the mic. BET put out a whole lot of train to go. It seems like once you come over that hill, you won no turning back. Texas, I mean, we had a good race. I told you it was gonna be $100,000 shootout. I told everybody it was over $100,000 shootout. Man,
I'm right here. My bad. I was trying to get somebody on. I'm back. What's up?
Big Wayne. Yeah, Big Wayne said open his mic up.
I'm trying. That's what I'm trying. I'm flipping down pages right now. Hold on a second.
Red man.
Yeah.
This for on. this far on, we had such a good girls race. We don't want to hear that negative, that everything positive. Yeah, on that.
Squinchy,
still
here. Squinchy,
25-26.
Yeah,
I'm
still
here.
I'm still here.
Squinchy, what's going on?
Squinchy,
what's up, baby?
Wait,
man,
what's it simple? Hold on a minute. Wait, you like those steaks? Throw his hand up. Oh, this might be
him.
Hold on.
I'm on. I'm with me and Squinchy on the same line.
What up, Red, man?
Not much. What's going on?
Tate.
What?
Oh, okay. I
know.
Don't you still on?
Yeah.
2285.
Red, man, this is Leek and Leon. I have fell off. I got Diane and Tate on my line, so I have fell off.
Well, you back on. You back on, y'all. Oh. You know, We got 901 back in here.
Okay. We all back in.
You got a wig on there?
We gave a hell of a show, man. I want y'all to know that, man. Thanks, Wick, man. We appreciate that, man.
Hey, Wick. Hey, Wick, where you at?
I don't know who this is. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. He might be trying to get this call on here. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Yeah, come on in. I don't know what your number is, but 1111, what's happening?
Fred Mon.
You know what, man? You didn't stop calling my show with this foolishness, man. 111 across the board. Everybody know who you are, man.
Fred Mon, don't you play me like that, Fred Mon.
What's going on, though, man? What you got to say, man?
Hey, Brad, man, they say the North come down there and kill everything moving down in the South. Is that true?
Yeah. I can't say everything, but they kill some of us, but not all of us.
Was moving at the track. Hey, listen. They said anything that was moving at the track, they killed.
Well, you know, and
they
I got
kill everything
now.
Hannibal.
Ain't
kill Hannibal. Hannibal's still living.
Hey, y'all go to mute. Cause we got a lot of mics open. I can't find you. It's going to be ugly if I do, though. So these guys.
Hannibal committed suicide yesterday. He got out there and got back. He cut his head off.
Yeah.
Hey,
he killed himself.
Yes, he did. Hannibal didn't want to lock him
one to the head.
Saturday, I know that much.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all how Hannibal did it. Hannibal actually come up to me and talked to me after they pulled out, didn't know it was still some other kid, Young Money on the floor right there, and didn't want to, he wanted to do it. Oh, God, get him here, we're going here to do it. I said, well, we gone, but we can certainly get this on for a Christmas show if all these raised. He said, okay, we're going to do it. But I really want to get it on today, man. Can you get him back at the, you know the man gone. So I went on to lock them in. Then he couldn't get a job, though, for $2,500. They didn't want to think, he said, that ain't enough for me to come off the trailer.
Well, I
wanted some of that animal, boy.
Shorty was right with him. Shorty was right there with him.
Is Wichy on the show?
He's throwing cars and hanging IVs right now.
Hey man.
Yeah.
I just want to say something about the track, goddammit. That damn Jabbo, man, listen, Wickham's about their fault. Hey, you gotta fight Wickham, you gotta fight the track. I hit the raffle with the man not to spray the motherfucker no more, man. That man won't spray that track goddamn air 20 minutes. We got ready to run with him. Me and Rick was raffling with the goddamn machine. I said, hell no. We don't want you to spray this motherfucker no more. Put this motherfucking machine up, man.
You literally had to stand in front of the stop.
Man, I jumped in front of that motherfucker. I said, you got to run me over to spray this motherfucker again. You ain't spraying this goddamn track no more.
Thanks.
Well, we're on here.
Hey, the man didn't have to spray the motherfucker no more. The goddamn track was on kill.
It was on kill, man. He was trying to, listen. Goddamn, he couldn't do nothing but smile. I was asking him, Wink trying to give him a spread. I don't want him to spread. We standing goddamn at the stage, man. He's wrestling back and forth. Like, no. You ain't spread this motherfucker no more. Wick say, this ain't your track. This ain't your house. I said, shit, we taking this bitch over. He ain't moving this goddamn glue machine.
God almighty.
They had crazy glue ass Philly Pony on. That motherfucker, it made me snap the transmission out of working so good.
Yeah, you walk across that motherfucker, you was definitely getting stuck.
Well, that's what we look for. Like I say, I heard he put on a good show and he had the track hooking and, that's what you want, ain't it?
Well,
I didn't want that. It depends on what you had on. I had on slick, but I ain't want it.
Did it work out for you?
I came in Friday night and we was determined to go down that motherfucker on slicks, man. I wasn't putting no radios on to change the whole program for one day, so I was determined to go down it on slicks. Me and old Scotty G, we worked it out. We got it on down. Once we turned it down, we left it there.
If you had on slick, it took some passes to figure it out, to get it down.
Huh?
I said if you had on slick, it took some passes to figure it out to get down.
Friday night we made about 7 or 8 passes down the track.
That's about what I had before we figured it out.
Yeah. Somebody go to mute, man. Whoever ordering that Chinese food, y'all go to mute, man. Come on now.
Hey, my bad.
That's Wayne, man.
Hey, Tate, man, I did so much walking Saturday, man. I got to get these feet rubbed on today, man.
I was killing, man.
I'm getting these feet took care of.
Yeah, man, mine was killing me too, boy. Lord have mercy.
Hey, man, I ain't realize how bad my damn legs were hurt. I sat down. Man, I didn't want to get up.
Hey, Donye, what about when you every time we stopped to get gas, man, it took me 10 minutes just to unscratch from being in that truck, man.
Bitch, yeah. Man, I felt like an old man.
Yeah, listen, them guys that don't be doing this on the regular, they don't know how much abuse we go through, man, to hit that road, man, week in and week out. They turn around and come back this weekend. Man, are you crazy? I can't do it.
That's right.
I can't do it, Brad, man. It's rough on me. Rough.
Was that BET talking about? That's right.
No, that's me.
Man, I don't think nobody can catch. You find Wick out the hospital, but I guarantee you, BET is in intensive care ward.
Dang.
Oh.
Yeah, he's still in intensive care.
Oh,
they had a picture of him on Facebook and say we drank so much of his train to go, he trying to sell his last cup. Goddamn it, hoping to get back on his feet.
Man.
We took his train to go and use it on him.
Y'all didn't fuck the same man down there, did you?
Man, listen.
up on BT.
Well, what y'all doing next? Where y'all going next, man? What the next one? Big Power, how y'all think gonna be at?
Well, we got a date with Texas, man. We gotta get them boys out the way. They said it. They said they're not a part of the South, and they're not gonna lay down to what happened to that massacre that happened this weekend. They don't accept responsibility for none of that, but they're not a part of the South. So we gotta go and put their ass to rest. We gotta go and get some body bags and put them in it, and they be all right. You know.
Hey, Tate.
Yeah.
I need some help over there in Texas, man. I don't know them guys over there, man. I need you to point me in the right direction, man.
If you're going away, you already know I got you, big guy. You see what I do? Did you see what I do when I ain't got my car there? Was I working?
For sure.
Was I working? Man, listen here. I got you, big guy. You already know. It's going down.
Hey, Wayne, you got some help, Wayne. You got to worry about that. You got some help. That leak ain't gonna keep you capped up, boy. But that don't never care. No, it can run. Hey, that never scared you. No, it can lay it down, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Get that thing. Hey, Wayne.
Yeah. What up, Bill?
Hey, you know what? You forgot. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't know if Wick on the phone, but I'm going to tell you something. If Wick make any more shirts, his shirt should be that side of line. Man, I ain't never seen so many people in Hollis Spring on that side of line, man. There's money flying everywhere.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Wow. It wasn't flying in BET pocket, huh?
Man,
no,
BET threw his hands up. I said, I can't get a
bill,
BET.
He said,
I can't.
I'm fucked up. They was
trying to make gas money. They was
betting the farm. Tony Bynes might go ahead and retire after this year.
Man,
they say Tony Bynes got a new title. They say Tony Bynes got a new title, and it's called P.O.S. Piece of shit. They say he's trying to run out of there without paying. Is it true? Is that how y'all can train to go down there? Piece of shit.
Man, listen. That man was so mad he packed up after Young Money blowed his ass out. He packed up, put his car on the trailer, left Cowboy, Trigger Man. He left Trouble Car in the middle of the aisle, and he had to pay for a hotel to stay over Saturday night to Sunday. He left that money up there too, and hit the highway. So he had to get the hell out of there. Couldn't take it no more.
So
man, with your ass all hanging on the ground, what you expect? He had to go get surgery.
Well, maybe he'd be on dog show.
That boy, hey, listen, this is real talk. This is not a joke. When they got ready to run Young Money, the owner of the car said, man, do we really got to run this race, man? We already got fucked up too many times. We can just pay them the park-out money. We just pay this one off, man, going on home, man.
Bring it in your pocket. You don't have them pockets. Don't depend on winning it all the time.
Yeah, because he said the man came in a track and said he already had his ducks lined up. He knew he wanted. He wanted Wayne. He wanted Jimbo. And he wanted Young Money. He's going to show them something. He told me they were sweet. I said, what about Donye? You ain't going to run him today? I said, man, it's about the sixth time we've been on the same property, man. You ain't running Donye. He said, no. I'm gonna leave down here alone. I don't want none of that right now. I'm going to get these ducks. They sweet. Why would I go for the head man, the fastest man, when I got these ducks lined up? He said the Wayne was sweet, man.
How you like
hey,
it now? How you like
hey,
it now?
Hey, if you eat too much sugar,
get a fuck around and make your asshole fucked up. Your shit
hey,
all
Wayne.
4 months.
Hey, Wayne.
What up, Whit? What up, Whit?
You still on white trash?
Boy, yeah, still on it. Why you say that?
I thought you sold it, goddamn. I thought you sold it. What's getting
hey,
what in there? Hey, I promise you. Hey, Wayne, if I ain't beat nobody up that whole weekend, I was much obliged to beat Skinny Man, not you. I don't worry about beating you because you ain't nothing. But Skinny Man, come on, man. That's like a trophy. That's like a trophy, man. That man trained to go, man. Hey, Wayne,
for sure.
when he did that run out when he ran in Memphis Gangsta Man, the man started burning the car out before he even got to the wall. You know how you go past the water, then burn the car out? He started burning the car out before he got to the wall.
He was under the tunnel when he started burning. He was rolling underneath. He just the corner.
Hey, that's why I let my people do their thing and I get out their way, man. That's what they get paid for. So we run that back door. I ain't got no problem with that.
You said what, Wayne? I ain't hear that. What you say?
We can run that one back. I ain't got no problem with that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that we're going to do a VP, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't
man, Rick going to hold on to that victory, Wayne. he gonna let you hold on to that one, man. You heard what he said? Yeah. That was personal with him and Skinny, man. He ain't letting you get that win back.
Yeah. All right, well, what are you going to let me do or what I'm going to do might be two different things.
You know what I say? It takes two to tango, baby. I don't know how you gonna get them up there.
Sometimes, if you want it bad enough, you gotta go get it. It ain't always come to you.
Hey, Bread Man.
What up? What up,
Bread Man?
Yeah.
Hey, Bread Man. Not only was the city something racist, but we start cooking steaks, man. He start cooking steaks for everybody. Talk about that shit. Hey, he did. He brought, look, I love Whit made sure he brought up personal plates, fixed and brought up over to our truck to make sure we ate. He did. We did. We were going to the time. He made sure of that.
Well, he showed hospitality.
I'm
glad he brought some steaks before Saturday because y'all wouldn't have had no steaks on Sunday.
Hold on, man. Y'all call 911 at him, man. I'm about to choke him. Come on, man. That ain't like him now. That ain't like him. Boy, I was trying to sneak and get me something to eat. That's why I've been on mute. And, man, the man I went and just told everybody what I got going on over here. Now that we is a good dude, man. Don't do him like that. He's a good dude. I tell you what, though. I got to give it to him. It's, 55 grudge races. 55.
Well,
that's
the total.
I mean, I got to keep it 100. But wouldn't y'all say that might be the record out of all the races that we done had this year? I mean, for real.
Well, it's a record for 2 days. If you count both days, yeah, that's a record. But I think Lil Tony at US 131 got the record for 1 day.
Okay.
I think he had 46 or 45, somewhere up and down in 1 day.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know, any time the North come in the house, man, it's gonna be plenty of action, man. We got
right.
Plenty of killers up here.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta admit that, because everybody's trying to kill each other then. So if the North and the South is in the same house, I guarantee you you're gonna see some damn race.
Okay.
Yeah, because don't nobody want to back down. Ain't no backing down.
Well,
no sir.
I just want to tell y'all, I'm going to slide on out of here, but tonight, y'all can really wallow out on Dog Show. Y'all know to call in about an hour early and let them know that you want to be on there so that he, try to hold you a spot. Otherwise, you know what I mean? You ain't going to get no spot, and you know.
Because you're going to be shook.
Exactly. And he, you know how dogs do, so call in about an hour early. Let the machine recognize your number, and that's when you just redial it back. You know what I mean? As soon as the clock hit the 15-minute mark, you just bam. And
Hey, Brittany, stop getting with all the secrets.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Well, I'm just saying because, you know, we probably need the cybercast or something. You know what I mean? These shows, especially after we have a big show like, you know, what just went down. You know, a lot of you guys, I'm just holding y'all back. I'm just warming you up, really. You know what I mean? I'm just warming you up, but boy, y'all finna go ham tonight. It's stuff that I would like to hear that listeners on here that, you know, really don't, you know what I'm saying, how we roll on this line. But it is what it is. I wanted to hear basically, I was supposed to have a picture. I wanted to ask Whit, really and truly. I'm going to ask him, though, but I don't want you to answer, Whit. I do not want you to answer. That picture with you standing in front of them two white guys, are you really telling them you ran out of money, you needed a loan? Are you really telling them that? Now, don't answer that question. Just save it for the night, Whit. Save it for the night. God Almighty. They got you, man. I felt sorry. I was getting ready to call you myself, man. Mm-hmm.
Breaking news, Whit. I got that money you need. I got that money. You good. You back on top, baby. We love you. Ding, ding.
I tell y'all one thing. Ain't nobody say nothing when the champ got on and said he ain't running nobody from the South at Bali Race. I noticed ain't nobody say nothing. It was quiet. I got it recorded, too. I do want to let y'all know this show is recorded for municipal purposes.
Woo! That's right.
That's right. There you go. Let me get one. That's right.
Hey. Who's sitting there running nobody from the South?
That's what Whit said. Whit said he's not running no one from the South. At Bali Race. That's what he said. I don't see why not. Why would you? You know what I mean? We done played around all year long. You know what I'm saying? Now it's time to get busy now. It's time to lock and ride. And I got to give y'all, give y'all props. 20 years is a long time. But how this thing ends is going to be good. I would say y'all did real well in Georgia, and I say y'all did real well and we know y'all did well in College Springs. But what other races do y'all feel at the North? What other races do y'all feel at the North really, honestly now? Hold on. What other races do y'all feel like the North really beat up on the South? I done named two of them that I can honestly say, you know, y'all possibly had someone up. Come on with it. Anybody. Yeah.
When you going to let them beat up on you?
Well, I just keep it 100, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't make an assumption. I've learned it's best to just show up instead of saying when you're going to do something.
Oh, okay.
If you can understand that.
Yeah, I understand.
But for those of you who follow me on Facebook, you do know that I do have something that's in the making. You know what I mean?
I do have something.
Man,
I ain't lying.
Everybody going to poke his own eyes out when it's time to go.
Man, where was Bud Naked at, man? Where was Bud Naked at, man? We was looking for him.
No, hold on. Let me go ahead and tell y'all. He did call this morning, and he wanted to get on the show, but he just ain't ready right yet. You know what I mean? Butt nigga been through a lot this last week, man, and he want to get out and engage, but, his just mind ain't right yet. So, y'all keep him in their week. Yeah, keep him in your prayers, man, and, let him, for those of y'all who mess with him, call a man and tell him, everything will be good. This is the time we need our grudge nation to step up for something good, Bring that brother out the woods. Tell him, hey, this is life, and this is what we got to do for one another, Bring him back.
Amen.
Bring him back.
That'd be hard to say when you ain't in them shoes, buddy.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
Yeah, but
I would want y'all to do it for me.
It feel good to hear from the guys, though. It would feel good to hear from the guys, though. So I know what you're saying, Brad, man.
Exactly. That's
even
what
we don't
want
to hear that sad news, but it feel good to hear from the guys to let you know we thinking about it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So. With that being said, I'm going to get up out of here, y'all. For those of y'all who want to, I want to say thanks again for coming on. And remember, I want to make this announcement. I got to check with Grudge Inc. and make sure that I was going to try to make it the baldest race with this show. But it looks like the 15th of November will perhaps be the last one. I got to get with him and see what he want to do as far as sponsorship is concerned. So, with that being said, I look forward to being with y'all another couple weeks after that. Whoever asks me about what I'm going to do, get your money right. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all hold on 1 minute here. Let me go to the... This thing is giving me heck, man. I'm going to close all these mics so I can go and get y'all this inspirational vitamin leaving out. Y'all go to mute. Sure, everybody said what they wanted to say.
Wow, where you at, girl? Oh, I'm in the Aldrin.
Hello?
Oh, y'all
Man. I heard that, Mandre. I heard that. Lord have mercy. Boy, this ain't good right here. This thing ain't treat me right, y'all. Anywho, it looks like my music isn't working. But, let me give you all this inspirational vitamin, man, before we get out of here, man, and go from there. Let me scroll down to it here. Hold 1 minute. Here we go. I don't have my music because it's acting up, man. This thing here, man, it got a mind of its own for some reason. I'm trying to find the music. But it's stuck on Weed and Boys for some reason. I've been messing around with this thing, and here it is. Now it ain't going to do it. Here we go. The Inspirational Vitamin. We're going to have to skip the music, but the Inspirational Vitamin, Monday, October 27th, 2014. The greatest test of faith is when you don't get what you want, but still is able to say thank you. Remember, when we are willing to release our life in God's plan, God is able to release his plan into our lives. May y'all have a blessed week. This is the Bread Man. One time for your mind. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.